There are very few quality programs left on television today. One of them happens to be an interview program. It was at one time hosted by Ed Murrow. We'd like to show you now the original Person to Person. Good evening. My name, Ed Murrow. The name of the show, Person to Person. Tonight, our guest, his party's front runner for the presidential nomination, Senator Chester Friedrich. Senator Friedrich lives in this modest 40-room bungalow, financed with the aid of a GI loan. It has 18 bedrooms, 22 bathrooms. The senator has a problem. I hope you'll be with us for the entire show. Good evening, Senator Friedrich, and welcome to Person to Person.
Well, thanks a lot, Ed, and welcome to Person to Person.
Senator, with the convention upcoming, you must, of course, be rather nervous.
Yeah, that's true. Most of your party professionals get a little nervous around convention time, Ed. Of course, this year, the American Legion convention's being held in Palm Springs, which I don't understand. There's not much happening there. No place to fill the water pistols, you know. All the girls are carrying health cards, too.
No, that's not what I meant, Senator. I meant the Democratic National Convention being held in Los Angeles.
Yeah, I know that.
Well, Senator, as I recall, you are not even a member of the American Legion, are you?
No, as a matter of fact, Ed, I'm not. The Legion won't have me in the ranks, you know. Just another black mark on their record, the way I look at it. But they're a little leery about that incident during the war, you know.
Oh, yes.
Nothing at all.
I recall that incident during the war very well.
Yeah, I thought you would, Ed.
That was the time that you were broadcasting to American troops from Berlin, advising them to surrender a week before VE Day.
Yeah. Just a little case of bad timing, Ed, that's all. You know, a little bad timing.
It certainly was. Do you think that charge will be brought up against you by your opponents?
Well, they better not, I'll tell you that. I got plenty on some of them. I know about that one watching tonight with the high forehead out there. I know about you and your wife in the Capitol cloakroom there, Senator Green, 92 years old. Poor guy's got a bad heart. I know all about
Senator,
the Capitol cloakroom.
Senator, please. Senator.
Yeah.
Are we still on? Senator, no personalities, please.
That's another thing. He's got no personality, that one. I know all about
yes.
it. His wife is all right, though. I'll tell you that. Adaptoon, cha-cha-cha, shabba-doo.
Senator.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, your supporters, and of course your detractors, say that two things may hold you back from the nomination. Your age and your religion.
Mm.
Could you clear up one thing tonight in the doubts, the minds of those who may be watching?
Yeah.
Just how old are you?
Well, I'm 18, Ed. 19, a week from Tuesday.
Happy birthday.
Thanks a lot, Ed.
Now, you say you are not worried about the religious issue, at least you report not to be. Do you feel that people are less bigoted today than they were, say, during the days of Al Smith?
No, I would say, Ed, roughly 3 to 5 times more bigoted now than ever before. I think bigotry is definitely the coming thing in this country. Definitely. Organized bigotry with great leaders like John Casper and Orville Faubus and people like that to carry on the fight. Why, I just think that the wave of the future in this country is organized
yes,
bigotry.
Yes, that's fine.
Of course, I'm not worried at all about religion, I'll tell you that.
Well, apparently not. What have you done about the religious issue?
Well, I've done the only thing that a man of any moral fiber can do. I've renounced my religion. Well, I don't think that the Rosicrucians are going to miss me. You know, I never got to many of the meetings. I never bought the stupid cookies. I don't know nothing about it. I don't even know what AMORC means. I just cut the coupon out of a dirty book, you know what I mean?
Yes, well, thank you, Senator. Good night and good luck.
Keep swinging, Ed, you know.
Good
Keep
night.
Swinging.